now a chance encounter with a copy of a National Geographic magazine helped our next guest find his artistic inspiration. The Curious Art of Jerry Root opens Friday, November 17th at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. The artist is in SDPB's Black Hills Bureau in Rapid City right now with his wife, Lori. Jerry, tell me about what was in this copy of National Geographic magazine that you saw so many years ago that caught your attention.
The one with the ship in it that you ended up doing, the Dow ship?
No.
Okay, he doesn't remember that one so well
that,
right now.
You know what? That's all right, because it's kind of a neat story about sort of figuring out, you know, how to make this art. Jerry, what can you tell me about the exhibition and your art in general? Where do you want to begin?
Well, I was a sign painter by trade, and I liked art, and we never had a chance to study art earlier. I spent my whole life as a sign painter. So then I painted in the basement of my home, and mostly oil paintings.
But then you also did some carving of...
Yeah, I've got a carving bench with a air blower in it. And I started carving...
Buffalo probably first. You did some buffalo first. And then tell her about your bears.
Oh...
One of the bears that he did was from the buttstock of his flintlock rifle that he had made years earlier.
Wow.
And then he made another one. Tell her about that.
Well, it was an extra piece of wood because I'm a short person. So I ordered the wood, and it came in length and style. And... anyway, I saved that piece of wood, and years later, I occurred to use that wood as a wood carving.
And we should tell our listeners that much of this exhibition has an eye to the sea and seaside communities and ships and bottles and some nautical themes. Lori, can you tell me how you've sort of watched that interest in seaside living kind of develop in Jerry over the years?
Well, it was pretty interesting because he came home one day and said he was going to build that in the backyard, and it's a whaling village in our backyard, and I thought, okay, great. And
I worked on that just when I had time, and instead of a patio, we took the whole feet, 50 feet, and made a antique whaling village out of it. And we have people over, and we have barbecues and everything, and... we've got a book at home, and everyone has signed the book that's been there. And
the signs that he has in the yard are all, they have names of people that have helped him out.
Right.
We pretty much figure that he was a whaling pirate in his first life. So.
I was wondering that what the strength of that connection is for you, because it goes pretty deep, doesn't it?
Well, it seems to have been from this area all my life, but anyway, it took roughly 20 years to build the backyard thing. in the spare time. And the everything is donated and whatnot. So then I started with the chips and bottles out and back, part of my artwork. I bought a magazine, and whoever wrote the thing wasn't very good at it, but so my wife was telling me that I should write a book on that. But I did 9 trips altogether and added a lot of things that the magazine never even had in it. And that's the only book I ever read on that subject, except I've got quite a large library of Old West, and I collect antique firearms.
The ships that you were doing, though, that in the book it told you how to put it straight into a bottle like a normal ship in the bottle, and I think you only did 3 that way, and then the others you went straight down and challenged yourself, did some really interesting ones in a tiny little nutmeg lamp for me, and he carried that in his luggage clear to Maine to give me for my birthday.
Oh, wow. So let's go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Let's talk about that trip to Maine. This is I actually spent some time in Maine as well. Is this the first time you went to the ocean, Jerry?
No, I fished for salmon quite a bit in the rivers in the West Coast. And
but when we went to Maine,
we were there 3 different times, and the last time I'd been on a lot of schooners, but the last time I went on one for a week long cruise, you would call it, but the schooner was built in 1922. It's a pretty big ship. And the skipper found out I wanted to be a steersman. So I started listening to him, and he told me what to watch for. That would be dangerous and whatnot. And he let me run the schooner for the rest of the trip.
Wow.
That was his 70th birthday present, so that was pretty cool.
My goodness. You've been through, Lori, and this question is for you. You've been through a health journey with Jerry. You've been through a life journey with Jerry. You've been through an art journey with Jerry. When you walk around this exhibition and see his work at the Dahl Art Center, what does it mean to you?
I am just so excited for the rest of the world to see the work that he's done. Most of this stuff has just been in our basement for us to enjoy, and few people have seen it. So I am just so excited that people are going to get to see it all in one place.
And then do you get your whaling village back in your backyard when this is over? Is that how this works?
We were able to bring a lot of the signs down. We've got a huge ship in the backyard that they really wanted us to bring, but yeah, that wasn't happening. But
It's interesting. My grandfather, great-grandfather, was a house painter who also painted, by trade. He was a house painter. You look at census records, that's what he did. And yet he left behind these delicate, fine art paintings for us to see. And this sort of reminds me of that story of a life working in art in some ways, and then a basement and house full of treasures that you've created on your own. Jerry Root, thank you so much for being here. The exhibition is called The Curious Art of Jerry Root. It opens Friday, November 17th at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. We've been joined in the Black Hills Bureau. Thanks to the Black Hills Surgical Hospital Studio for helping us bring you coverage from the Black Hills area. Jerry, Lori, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
You bet. Okay. Glad to help out.
Stop down the Dahl and see that art. And in conjunction with the opening reception of The Curious Art of Jerry Root, you can also enjoy the first evening of the Holiday Art Market at the Dahl Art Center and an exhibit reception for Unwrapped. Denise DeBroy of the Rapid City Arts Council is with us on the line for more. Denise, welcome to the program.
Hi, Lori. Thank you very much.
So tell us a tiny bit about Jerry Root's exhibition, if you can. Do you have that in your wheelhouse as well, or just Unwrapped?
I do have it in my wheelhouse.
All right. Give us an idea what to expect, because it's such a fascinating story.
Well, this will be a very unique exhibit for us, because as you probably found out from talking to Jerry, a lot of his artwork has been signage, so it's more commercial art over the years. Mm. And he has a fabulous backyard that's almost like visiting a nautical Knott's Berry farm. So even though we can't bring his whaling vessel in, we are going to try to set up the gallery in that kind of crowded atmospheric way, more crowded than we normally do in our formal galleries, because Jerry works in a myriad of different mediums. You know, everything from painting scenes to sign carving and sign painting, to making muskets, to carving little buffalo, carving bears, and let's see, what else is he? He does incredible bottle pieces where he has vessels and ships in bottles. And some of them are just, then he has larger dioramas that are ships on the ocean. So he's just a multi-talented guy. And to visit him in his home is really unique, because he has basically carved a lot of the beams and pieces that are structurally a part of his house, too. So if it would be great to kind of reconstruct a little bit of his house here too, but we don't really have time for that.
It is such an exceptional story, and radio is a very visual medium. All these images are popping into my head, but do go down and see The Curious Art of Jerry Root and see what it's all about. Let's talk a little bit about Unwrapped and this art market. Give us an overview.
Well, the Holiday Art Market is nothing that I actually do, but that will be on Friday, November 17th from 4 to 7, and Saturday, November 18th from 10 to 4 in our event center. And it's going to be so large this year that it's going to bleed over into the Cyclorama mural gallery that we have. But for Unwrapped, which we are hanging now, and that will also open in conjunction with Jerry Root Show and the Holiday Art Market this Friday at 5 p.m., we are setting up 81 pieces from 35, primarily local, some regional artists, on our front lobby gallery wall, which is about 36 feet long. So because we had so many entries this year and so many great entries, and we really like this to be about hanging original artwork from local artists that is no larger than, I think this year our maximum, including the frame, was 144 square inches for size for two-dimensional pieces. We have had to hang it salon style, which means much more crowded, because we had so many great entries, over 150 entries, from so many great artists. And we also tried to include a price point that I think goes from, you know, less experienced artists that maybe have pieces that are under $50 to, you know, more experienced professional artists that have pieces for several hundred dollars.
So bringing art to your house is not necessarily out of your budget at Unwrapped.
Correct. And that is really the point of this, an exhibit of small works for the holiday season so that our community and our visitors can enjoy sort of purchasing original artwork for an affordable price for gift giving.
Right. And we don't want to reduce fine art to a gift, but talk a little bit here as we close about just really introducing people to art collecting and art and supporting local artists, but then also, you know, giving that as a gift or hanging it in your own home. What does that do for a community, really?
Well, you know, it definitely enriches our community to know that people who visit the doll also get to know the artists in their community working there in their region throughout the Black Hills and even, you know, throughout the state. Sometimes we will have people send us pieces for this show and other shows, of course, that are on the other side of the state. So I think it's really, it really enhances the ability of the members of our community to know which artists are working and in some cases working full-time at being an artist and in some cases, you know, supplementing their income. And it, you know, it allows them to become familiar with a huge group of people, because the Black Hills region does have a lot of different artists of various levels working in various mediums. You know, we have so many photographers. We have a lot of jewelry workers. We have a lot of painters. We have a lot of people who work in mixed media. And all of those things are included in this show.
Denise DeBroy is with the Rapid City Arts Council. Unwrapped opens this Friday. Curious Art of Jerry Root opens. Reception Friday 5 to 7 for both. And the Holiday Art Market kicks off at the Doll Arts Center as well. Denise, thank you so much for your time. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Lori. Bye-bye.